Hello, buddy. Welcome back. This is a bonus episode here from the Crew 616. Not your
Is it
regular.
really a bonus episode if we don't do a regular episode that week?
Still a bonus episode.
The bonus
I'm
for the
here.
month. I mean, technically we're doing less episodes this month, but I mean it's still a bonus episode. It's not regular content, so yeah, that's why there is
Air
some
quotes.
good old-fashioned air quotes.
Because we're
So,
white
here
guys.
with
The only
Bill.
time our content is regular is when we're covering Daredevil.
Which
Unfortunately.
causes us all to be irregular.
Yeah, mostly you. Here with Bill, of course, and Dan. Dan, of course, is the Hawkeye of our group in terms of the podcasters. He's the Hawkeye of the podcasters in terms of his
We are
Marvel
not
knowledge.
having Dan wear a fucking toga.
And
I can do that. I can totally do that.
WrestleMania 9, let's go.
I
Dan
was
is
thinking
also.
more John Belushi, Animal House.
I mean.
See, I was thinking terrible Avengers choices.
Oh, well.
To be honest, with Dan's attendance recently, he's probably more like the six-pack of the group, but.
Ooh. Better than being
I
the
told you I
seven
had a
head.
couple. I told you I had a
Yeah.
couple. That one was just for
Better
Bill.
than
Fuck,
being
the
the
Sean
seven head
Waltman
of the
burn
group.
was deep.
Oh boy.
That was my favorite
Poor
one.
Sean. He
Makes you wonder
deserves
why I
better.
do this.
Dan's making that face to cat me already.
What? It's the one type of media they actually watch.
Yeah.
Anyways, today the overall we're just doing an overall chat conversation about horror movies and Halloween and blah blah blah. Well,
Not the
before we
Rob
get in,
Zombie ones.
yes,
Yeah.
Halloween the
And
holiday and what we're watching for it and
so
just
essentially,
horror
what's going to
movies.
happen is Bill and I are going to talk about horror movies, and Ryan's going to sit there baffled through the whole thing
Well, I'm
because
sure we'll.
he's seen three.
I'm sure before
This
we
is
even
since
get.
last year. He's still only seen three.
How many times do I have to tell you, Monster House isn't a horror movie? It's just a horrible movie.
Yeah, horror and horrible are two different things.
Anyways, I was gonna say before we even get into all that stuff, we'll probably talk about some pop culture, I imagine, but we're already shitting on me, I see, so.
Oh no, let's dive right in.
You wanna just dive
I'm
right
not
in?
diving
Dive.
into shit.
You do that every time we talk about Marvel comics.
That's different. That is
How?
voluntarily, and
How is
it's
that
produced
different?
by Stan Lee.
You haven't given me an excuse here. There's still no different.
Hey, I mean, Stan Lee might produce some shit, but every so often he gets a big
A
shit out
fart?
there, a nice good one.
And a
So.
nice
You
big
gotta find the
fart to go
corn
with it.
somehow.
That's right. Yeah.
You never find it if you don't keep digging.
Well.
This metaphor is just getting worse.
Oh.
We were off the rails 5 minutes ago and just kept going.
This
Yeah, this is not going to be pretty.
has been a horrible podcast.
But it is going to be
It's the
horrible, but
podcast equivalent of Ryan's taste in movies.
Wow.
No, it's not that
Wow,
bad.
you really
I mean, come on, Bill. Jeez.
No need to bury the program that badly. Come on.
We do have standards. At least you and I do.
Some of
Well,
us.
I do.
I save my standards for wrestling
Well,
sometimes.
I was going to get a Manchester United jersey and go out to Halloween as a cunt, but I figured. Yes, Bill? Yes? Anything to say?
It's really too bad they brought you back in the sequel trilogy.
Yeah. A thousand lives? How many lives does he have? It's like
Too
clones
many.
or something stupid like that. Yeah.
I don't know. I never watched that movie.
Yeah. So do we go back to Jar Jar Binks here, or shall I take over?
Jar Jar's being quiet, so sure.
Okay. Yeah, he is suspiciously quiet.
I'm not sure if it's seething rage or just that we've exhausted their media properties.
I'm just sitting on how I'm gonna get you back for calling me Jar Jar Binks, but
well,
Misa very angry.
You Misa got terrible taste in movies.
Misa yeah, don't yeah. like it that very much.
I wasn't going to commit to the full Jar Jar.
Yeah, but we were going to talk about. I think it's a good place to start. Just say, you know, what movies we might watch this Halloween, just to kind of be in the mood.
And oh, that's easy. Mad God.
Yes, that's what a great choice. Right. Actually, I just got a copy of Freaks, Todd Browning's Freaks from 1932.
Oh, so I know what that is now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm I had to think for a minute on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching that. I'll let you know, boy. It's going to be some fun. Ryan, you'll have to look that one up. But yeah, it's Todd Browning's Freaks, 1932, black and white. Phenomenal.
Sorry, there hasn't been a kill count
does
done
not,
on it.
Does not star Tony Storm.
No, no. There's no professional wrestlers in it or anything like that. But do you have any special movie it lined up, Ryan?
No.
No?
Not at all. Watch
Monster House again?
No, I'll probably just play video games or something. That's what I tend to do on Halloween.
Dead by Dawn, Left 4 for Dead.
Left 4 Daylight is what you're thinking of.
Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight, yeah. Maybe I'll finally get around to X and Pearl or something.
Wow, you're so excited.
I'll probably just end up watching Supernatural, if I'm really being honest. Since I'm still going through that.
Sort of counts, yeah. Yeah.
It is technically horror. You're past the good stuff, though.
There was some hidden and late.
I mean, it never gets terrible, but...
Yeah. 10 and 11 were pretty fun.
Well, you run out of ideas after a while.
Yeah.
You can only kill the main characters off and bring them back so many times.
Apparently that time is 7.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Kind of like the bad guy from Saw.
Right? They only killed him once. He just turns up in flashbacks every time.
Every time. I also have Saw 10. I haven't watched it yet, so I don't know if they bring him back in this, but I can only assume they do.
I've heard rumors that they actually bring him back to life.
Okay. Wow. That could be painful.
Yeah, given how certain they were that he was dead with the autopsy and everything.
Yeah, well, I
stopped watching after 6.
I figured Chris Rock's attempt to join in on the fun was enough to destroy it.
I've only really seen the first 2, so...
You can just stop.
Maybe 3. After I forget first... it. I've seen 2 or 3.
The first one is brilliant, and then it just drops.
It bottoms out so hard.
I like number 2.
Number two is not awful, but compared to the first one, it's not that good.
Is number 2 where the girl joins him, and that's the big twist? Or is that 3?
I think number 2... I think that's... I don't remember for sure. I think 2
that's where the cop's son is in
the detective son.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the
one.
And
he's already free. I think that's 2.
Yeah, that's the one where the girl turns and joins him, too.
Yeah. See, I just don't think of that her as the twist. I think of the twist being the son still being alive.
Well, there's technically multiple twists, but yeah.
Yeah.
The son being not in the house. The house, the recording isn't live is the other twist.
Yeah, that's the twist, that the recording's not live and the son's right in the room with the detective the entire time.
Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah. I like that one. It's not as good as the first one.
Yeah, the third one's got a couple of fairly imaginative moments. It's not a good movie under any circumstances, but there are a few very imaginative traps.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that, but...
Well, that's the appeal of the franchise, is the traps they can come up with.
It is, but it just... You still need to glue it together with the story somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like you sit back and talk about a film like The Thing. It's an imagined story, but they tie it all together so
I mean, we could
well.
Go watch Spiral.
I'm not doing that.
That's what I was saying. You know, it's Chris Rock's attempt, and it was a failure on every level. It was like watching a Rob Zombie film. It was just so bad.
Rob Zombie's Saw.
Okay, if that existed, I would watch it just to see what he did with it, because Rob Zombie is so much of an antithesis to what good Saw movies were.
Yes, that is true.
Like, Rob Zombie's done some good horror movies, but I don't see Saw being one of them.
No, no, no. I don't know. I always found his stuff just. He was trying to be Quentin Tarantino without the talent.
White trash Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
Well, his characters are all white trash, fucking absolute dirtbag.
That's because that's what he is.
Yeah.
As a longtime white zombie fan, that's what Rob Zombie is.
Yeah. But, I mean, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you can go and say that about Tobe Hooper in that film, but that film is still just legendary. It's classic.
Fuck. The original of that was so good.
It really was. I mean,
the remake, not so much.
Which one?
Any of them. Any of them.
I mean, just the one that was called Texas Chainsaw Massacre that came out like 20 years ago.
Yeah, the one with Jessica Biel in it. Yeah, it's
the one I've seen.
Good.
I remember getting kicked out of the theater during that movie. Because me and my friends were all right around Ryan's age. And we went to the theater to see Texas Chainsaw Massacre after we had been drinking.
Oh, not a good idea.
And we got bored. And so we started heckling Leatherface.
Yeah.
And there's that scene where he's chasing her, running with the chainsaw, waving it around, and he trips on the fence and falls down and cuts his leg. And my buddy stands up and yells at the screen, "That's why you don't run. That's what you get for running with chainsaws, asshole." And everyone like glares at us and is like, "Shh!" And I'm just like, "What? Didn't your parents tell you not to run with scissors? It's the same thing with fucking chainsaws." And then they asked us to leave, and so we did, but they didn't supervise the entrance, so we just turned around and went right back into the theater and finished the movie.
There you go. But the original was so good. But
God, that first Leatherface reveal is so perfect.
Yeah, the meat hook scene is the one that just wow, right? You know, there were a lot of scenes in that film that are, yeah, they're still
the fucking dinner
them.
Made me sick.
Oh God, yeah, yeah, that's something else too, because they tried to duplicate a lot of that with a Wrong Turn, and they were on the right track with the first Wrong Turn film. I thought they were on the right track, but again, one good movie. And the rest of the franchise is absolute shite. It's just.
I mean, that's kind of the thing with horror movies.
Yeah.
Like, Friday the 13th, let's be honest, how many of those are actually good?
None of
Nightmare
them are.
Have you know, Jason X is a cinematic classic.
Well, the thing is, okay, and dive into a little Friday the 13th lore here. Jason X, Ryan's right, it is considered to be a huge step up from the previous
it's
nine
definitely
films.
One of the better Friday the 13th movies.
But partly it's because it's so out there and definitely.
Well, it's incredibly out there. It's very tongue-in-cheek. But,
yeah, it's very meta for the time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it knew what it was, and it didn't try to be anything more.
Yeah.
At the time, it's become a cult classic, but at the time, it was hated.
Oh, people hated it because they thought it was just supposed to be taken seriously.
Well, the thing was, Friday the 13th had been a perennial favorite for Halloween. Everybody would watch it. You watch it with your girlfriend or whatever. And they were scary. These were scary movies when they first came out. The first
Jason X is like the only one I've actually watched, by the way.
But by the fourth movie, it had gone downhill so bad. And I think in the fourth movie, Jason doesn't even put in an appearance.
No, that's the one where it's the random fucking guy. Because Jason was killed off.
Right.
Although that's not necessarily a bad thing, because technically Jason barely makes an appearance in the first one.
He doesn't in the first one either.
Yeah, he does. He appears
as a kid. As a kid, yeah.
There's the reveal of the Jason zombie right at the end.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Like, that's the stinger, is this, like, undead Jason comes up out of the lake.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where, like you say, the first movie was great for its time. It really was. You know, kind of like The Hitcher was phenomenal for its time. But it's a movie that's dated. Everything about it is dated. You know, you're not going to be able to duplicate it, even though they did try. Right, you know. Have you seen The Hitcher, Ryan? No, never mind. Sorry I asked.
That's kind of the problem with horror franchises, though.
That I haven't seen a lot of them.
They either just get...
I love that term.
But they either just get super repetitive, or they have to change the story to keep it fresh so much that it's almost not part of the franchise, and then they'd probably be better off just sticking a different name on it.
Yeah.
Well, that it gets into the whole... That continues on to the whole, like, let's remake a movie instead of making something original. Like, it's the same type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you could do something completely different.
No, only Rob Zombie.
Instead of trying
that.
To continue. That's not
just,
true in the slightest.
I'm helping you make your point. Yeah, that'll shut him up for a minute or two while he thinks of a comeback.
I just realized that is why I tend to not like horror franchises, because they're all either super samey or not actually a franchise.
Well,
I mean, look at the mess of the Halloween franchise, too.
Oh, it's horrible. It gets
even
so
without
convoluted.
Counting Rob Zombie, it's horrible.
That's what I mean, yeah. But like the original six even.
Yeah, I know, but I had to
just
take a
original.
Shot at Rob Zombie.
Yeah, no, the like, there are very, very few great horror movies that started franchises. Because you've got movies like Scream. Now, Scream was a good movie. It wasn't a great film, but it was a good film. And it started a franchise.
Wrong.
Yeah, it started a franchise that had the potential to just be amazing. But
yeah, but you can't beat that meta again.
I know, and
they
couldn't.
Done Cabin in the Woods 2 or Tucker and Dale 2.
But, I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street, for its time, it was fun. But it stopped being scary after the first one. You know, it just...
Yeah, it's just, let's see how Freddy kills this batch of teenagers. Yeah,
although people's favorite is number 3.
No, my favorite of all of them is New Nightmare, when Wes Craven came back to the series. And he did
people
the
love
Nightmare.
That one, too.
Yeah, that's very meta, though. Like, you know, that there was a lot going on in that. That
yeah, he's actually, literally killing the actors in that one.
Right, you've got to pay attention in that one. I think he doesn't... Does he kill himself? No, he doesn't kill himself. But, no, it's...
He doesn't kill himself, but he kills the actor that plays him.
Yeah. Right, but I mean, let's look at Leprechaun, for God's sakes. That was not a good film. It was just... Oh, it was so 80s. And yet it spawned 8 movies in total. 7 sequels.
I'd probably rather watch the Leprechaun series than a lot of the other ones, because the Leprechaun series doesn't really try that hard to be taken seriously.
Granted. Leprechaun 7, when they tried to reboot it, boy, did they miss the boat. Oh, they missed the boat.
Starring former WWE superstar Hornswoggle.
Yeah, but I mean, there are a lot of great franchises out there. Silent Night, Deadly Night, it's a great franchise. It's not brilliant by any stretch, but it was a good idea, and they stuck to it. You know, Leprechaun was terrible. I Spit on Your Grave was, you know, it spawned a franchise of 3 films. Yeah.
That isn't really a franchise, though, or
no.
Not linked in any way other than thematically.
True, but it still exists.
They do all have the same title.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. They're just 3 rape revenge films that they stuck the I Spit on Your Grave title on.
True,
I mean,
but it is considered a franchise.
Doesn't the last one have the same character from... One of the earlier ones? The first
probably.
One or something?
I don't know. I only watched 1 and 2.
It does.
I think the last one has the original character from the first one or something like that.
Yeah, the actor Sarah Butler came back for it. But I mean, there's Hellraiser, one great film followed by a lot of crap.
Yeah, I mean, that's the story of horror franchises.
Oh my God, but Hellraiser stands out for just how bad they got.
I heard the new Hellraiser's actually good.
Oh, we'll see. I haven't seen it yet, and I'm kind of reserving judgment, but I have no hope for it at all. I don't see it being good.
Right. Probably not.
You know,
I haven't seen any of those either, so...
Kind of like Final Destination. The first one was okay. Just a lot of imaginative deaths, and that's it. And then it just, nothing good happened after that.
Conceptually, Final Destination was one of the better ideas.
It was a great idea, but they didn't really...
Look, I'm trying to be nice.
The problem with Final Destination, which is a problem with some horror movies in general, is, well, especially when it came to, like, 90s, 2000s, is some of these franchises and shit would, they'd have, some of these just even solo movies, like, they'd have no character to actually really get behind and root for.
No, the point was just to watch a bunch of people that suck die.
That's why I didn't like the Barbarian movie, because everybody's a piece of shit. Why do I want to fucking root for anybody?
That was my issue with it too. And also, like, the horror movies I like aren't the, like, necessarily super gory or violent ones, although I do like some of those. It's the ones that, like, bother you long after. Mm. Barbarian, as soon as it was over, I didn't care.
It bothered me that I wasted that much time.
See, that was my Hostel experience. I will say afterwards that I still have nightmares about it. Nightmares about wasting 3 fucking hours in a movie.
Mm.
That sucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways, I hope you enjoy Barbarian, Dan, when you watch it.
I can see why people like Barbarian. It's not like some of these other bad ones. So
you did watch it already?
If Dan likes it.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. It's not a great movie, but I did enjoy it. Right. You know,
well, I'm glad one of us did.
But I mean, there's like, okay, here's an example of what I consider to be a good franchise. The Evil Dead, the first 3 Evil Dead films. You know, I thought the first one was imaginative, it was fun, it was done on a really low budget, but they had a great time with it. Then they redid it as Evil Dead 2, and then Evil Dead 3 was just a tour de force of foolishness.
That's one of those cases where I say that the movies were so different, they're basically not a franchise.
Granted, but they are a franchise.
But like Evil Dead 1 and 2 is a remake, basically. It technically does happen again.
Yes.
In canon, it happens to Ash twice, and they are separate events. But it's basically a remake, and then Evil Dead 3 has almost nothing in common with the other two.
Yeah. Well,
although I will say Ash and Evil Dead, the TV show, was actually quite good.
I also like 2013 when they were full on remake.
Didn't see that one.
I didn't watch the originals, though.
Yeah.
Probably like 3 remake.
Yeah, I'm just looking at these movies. Things are, I mean, I came away from The Descent, just loved it so much. And
yeah, I finally watched that there.
Did you see the good one or the terrible one where they gave the happy ending?
The American version or the British version?
The American version. It was
what really happened in the end.
I know what happened because I watched the kill count. But
okay, of course.
The American version is so bad. Like, the British one is one of those ones that eats down inside you and bothers you.
Oh, yeah, it tears away at you. It's just like, oh, my God.
But the American one, they went and gave it a happy ending, and so it's just like, okay, this was an interesting thing that happened in a bunch of people.
Well, how are they supposed to do a sequel that nobody talks about?
They're not?
Pretty much.
Oh, wait, they're not supposed
pretty
to.
Pretty much. Yeah, don't do a sequel to this film. It stands on its own. It's a fantastic film. You know, I mean, it's... If people ask me to recommend horror movies, The Descent is on my list every time.
Mine too, but I always say get the British version.
Oh, yes. Right. I mean, it's same as Ready or Not. You know, if they ask me for good horror movies, I always say, well, you got to go watch Ready or Not. It's so much fun.
That was a good movie.
It was. Babysitter's
fun. I might have to watch it again soon.
But there haven't been a lot of modern horror films that have come out that I can sit there and say, you know, I saw this. I hope they make a franchise out of it. Like, it just hasn't been a lot of those.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff I like, mostly they shouldn't make a franchise out of. Like, I saw one recently, and I'm blanking on the title. So hopefully one of you, Dan, has seen it or knows of it. It's these two women that climb way to hell up this communications tower.
Oh, it's...
Yes, Fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... I haven't seen it. It's on my list of must-watch.
I really like it.
I'm not going to watch it.
Do not watch Kill Count on it, Ryan.
I'm not going to watch it at all, probably.
Why not?
Because it's actually good?
Yeah, because we recommended it. Cause it's
no,
because
it's probably going to give me anxiety because of the heights.
Okay, if you're not good with heights, yeah, don't watch that movie.
Oh, no. Do not watch that movie. Not if you're not good with heights.
Yeah, I'm trying to be very vague so I don't spoil the twist for Dan.
No, don't spoil the twist.
Oh, no, because it's so good.
Yeah, no, it's one of
I've seen some clips of it on TikTok, and that does genuinely look really good. I just don't know if I can sit through the whole thing.
I absolutely loved it, but if you're bad with heights, do not watch it. I'll tell you right now, it will trigger you.
Yeah, I'll probably just stay away from it then.
Yeah, they did an excellent job of capturing how high they were.
Cool. Yeah, I know, it's definitely on my must-watch list. Have either of you seen Oculus?
No, but I've heard of it.
Yeah,
I wanted to see it, and then I forgot it existed until right now.
It's worth watching. It's really good. I thought it was a great film. Right, if you're looking for a good solid horror movie, Oculus is there. There's some really imaginative moments in it. So. It's a pre-superstar Karen Gillan, like before she became a big name.
Oh, wait, I might have actually seen that.
It's about the mirror?
Yeah, I think I did see that.
Okay. Well, there you go.
What was I thinking of? Because I'm pretty sure I've seen that. I'm just going to...
You know what movie I've been... having the urge to rewatch recently?
1986, Trick or Treat?
The Ring.
I do love The Ring.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I just thought of it a couple weeks ago.
I
was like,
I've
should watch that again.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize you'd seen it. It's
I talked about it on last year's episode.
Did he, Bill? I don't remember that.
Bill recommended it, and I talked
like...
about it.
It kind of sounds like the parents from Charlie Brown. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, I suppose.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I have no memory of that, but okay.
The Ring's not the best horror movie, but it's one that I rewatch periodically.
I'm not claiming it is
because,
either.
Yeah, just because of the way Samara moves. That
I think it's a, I think it's a fun
really
story.
Really bothered me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't commit enough to it. I'd like to see Ringo sometime because I feel like the Japanese probably do commit much more than the Americans.
Probably. Apparently it's awesome.
I've seen it. It's really good. Obviously subtitled, but it was really, really good.
I think it's actually... I think I can watch it. I think it's on Amazon or something. I should look into
it. It's kind of one of those sleeper hits like Train to Busan. Right, it's a great film, but you need to watch with subtitles, so you know, you have to watch it two or three times to really catch everything. Right.
It a horror movie, but I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just trying to think. I just can't think of a lot of good current horror movies. Evil Dead Rise was good. You know, it was a good film and some really great moments.
Kind of trying to think of horror movies I hate, too, because we were going to go that direction on here at some point, too, a little bit.
I don't have a list of horror movies I hate, because I just love horror movies. I have some that really disappointed me.
I mean, that's Barbarian for me. That really disappointed me, because people were raving about it.
I'm convinced half the hype for Barbarian was just that they didn't do what everyone thought they were going to do.
Could be. could be, yeah.
Because everyone thought that was just going to be straight, innocent woman ends up sharing an Airbnb with a deranged killer that then tries to kill her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the fact that they subverted that and did a different trope, I think everyone just lost their mind because it wasn't the easy answer. And many modern horror movies are super lazy and just take the easy way out.
I kind of would have preferred the easy answer in that case, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was kind of into that concept going in.
No, there have been some bad horror movies like that just shouldn't have been made.
The ones that really get me are the boring ones, because if you get like a really bad horror movie, that can be really fun, like Troll 2.
Bingo. That's a great example. Yeah, because it was fun. It was silly as can be, but it was so much fun.
It was so awful that it was actually really funny to watch.
Yeah, but I mean, The Black Phone was incredibly disappointing.
Yeah, I didn't like Black Phone. Another one that really let me down was The Lighthouse.
I think my dad liked The Black
Phone.
Is that the one with Willem
Dafoe? The Lighthouse. Yeah, Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. And I heard so many people raving about it, and it was just dull.
I think it's very... Yeah. I think that one's very... It depends on your taste type deal.
Yeah, because I knew it was going to be more of a like cerebral horror with like psychological, and I usually like those, but I just found it boring. Like,
well, it's compared to The Witch, which you do like.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it just hit wrong, but it didn't work for me. It felt
kind of like the remake of The Wicker Man.
The good one or the funny one?
The remake.
The funny one.
The Nicolas Cage. Yeah. That was... God, what a waste of time. Oh, my God,
I didn't waste my time with it because it was hilarious, because Nicolas Cage went full Nicolas Cage for the entire movie.
He did, and it wasn't worth sitting through to get there. It just wasn't. It just wasn't. I mean...
I respectfully disagree, because to me that was absolutely hilarious.
I'm just...
Yeah, I wanted somebody to go full Nicolas Cage, and I got it when Patrick Stewart did Green Room. Seriously.
I love Green Room.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Green Room, Ryan, that's a movie to watch.
I haven't. I'm just going to say one thing
to get you to watch Green Room. Nazi Captain Picard.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yep. Patrick Stewart as a bad, bad guy. Like a nasty, nasty bad guy.
He's so fucking good in that, too.
Oh. Well, I've seen him play the bad guy before.
He usually plays like really understated.
Oh no, he was brilliant in this. I can't remember what it's called, but it stars Mario Van Peebles and Christopher Lambert, and they're just these two screw ups, and they're up against Patrick Stewart, who's playing a drug lord from Central America, and he was pretty scary at moments. Right, he really chewed up the furniture in that role. Right, it was great.
I've seen that.
There's a good one. Mean Guns, something Guns. If you look up Christopher Lambert, you'll find it.
Yeah, I think if I search Patrick Stewart and Christopher Lambert, I'll find it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to... I know there's definitely stuff I've hated. One that I love that I might shout out here, because we didn't really talk about shows last year. There's a horror show in The Haunting of Hill House. I love that one. That's a fun watch for me.
Not bad.
It's one of those shows
Gunman.
That I think...
Oh, The Gunman. There you go. Yeah.
One of those ones I think works well jumping around through different points in time.
Yeah, watch Gunman if you get a chance, Bill. It's fun. It's very silly. It's very low budget, but it's fun.
I have to do that just because I like Patrick Stewart as a villain.
Yeah,
yeah, Haunting at Hill House was fine. I really enjoyed it. I watched it twice.
I don't think this really qualifies as horror, but Wednesday was a great TV series.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
First season was phenomenal. Just phenomenal. They just nailed it to the wall. Right. There were so many callbacks to the original show. There was, you know, excellent performances, good special effects. Like, they put a lot of time and effort into the series, and you could tell. And it was really good.
Right? Yeah, well, I mean, it was really good.
Right. There's the ultimate horror series, which would, of course, be Buffy.
Still haven't watched it.
Remember Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No, it's on my list.
There's a Buffy order. I can't think of a reason not to. I can't think of a
reason
not to.
There's a Buffy order. So, I'll tackle that.
Yeah,
the site that Bill and I use, there's also a Buffy order.
You might not want to do the Buffy order. Nothing against Buffy. It's just everything that's not Buffy, and by that I mean the TV show, because the original movie is also not good. Is probably not worth doing. Like, Angel is objectively pretty bad. The original Buffy is pretty bad.
Yeah. Ooh, Silent Night, Deadly Night. They did 5 films for that one.
Yeah.
That's too many films for that one.
Oh, yeah, big time. Slumber Party Massacre had 4 films.
Okay. Some kill count classics, I tell you what.
Yeah, Tales from the Crypt had, what, 3 films? There were a couple of sequels.
That's at least
later.
An anthology. That works. Like, there's 4 or 5 VHSs now. They're...
I was about to shout out VHS when you said anthology.
Some of them are good.
I haven't watched any of them, but...
There's usually at least 1 stinker on each one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they have some really clever ideas that could stand to be expanded to a full movie.
They could, yeah. Movies that got a remake that didn't deserve one. Prom Night.
Is VHS... I have one on that topic, but I was going to finish this thought. Did one of the VHS have, like, a cult story?
Several of them had cult stories.
Yeah. Okay. There was, like, one where they were in a hospital or something, I think, like that. I don't know.
I think there was one of those in a VHS. I'm conflating it with the terrible duology of ghost hunters in an old mental hospital.
On the thought Dan was on of horror movies that shouldn't have had a remake.
Yeah.
Black Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, it did not need a remake.
Either time, but especially...
No, the original Black Christmas is an excellent film.
No, I know. I'm saying either the remake, because it's gotten... Yeah. It got too...
On the same subject, we've already covered it, but Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The first one is so good. Why would you remake that?
Yeah.
It's not the sort of thing that had, like, effects that age badly. The fact that it looks old makes it scarier.
I love Black Christmas, the first one. It's really good.
It's really well done. It really is.
For 1970, whatever, that was brilliant for its time.
Yeah, remaking Prom Night baffled me. I don't know why they bothered. Right. What's
Carrie,
the
there's another one.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
Yeah, that's an excellent choice, because that's just, God, they failed on every level with that one.
Even if it had worked, it's just a pure why. Like, for me, that's more of what I look at with stuff that shouldn't have been remade is why. Either it was so terrible the first time, why would you try again? Or it was awesome the first time, so I'm just going to watch the first version.
It's like fucking Matthew Vaughn recently said, why not redo the original Star Wars trilogy? It's like, are you a fucking moron?
Yeah, if you want to see the Star Wars trilogy, just watch the Star Wars trilogy. You don't need to remake it.
George Lucas didn't re-edit that bitch 70 times for you to remake.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're going to remake them all at some point in time.
They are. They're owned by Disney.
Right. I think they're remaking Jeepers Creepers now.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably partially to remove the stains on it.
For sure.
from previous people.
It's to get away from the director.
Yeah, because it was actually a good movie. Like
it wasn't
the I love the first Jeepers Creepers.
Not a like high-end horror movie, but it was a fun creature movie.
I haven't watched the other two. I've only seen the original.
Yeah, but yeah, no, there's a number of films out there that should not have been remade, and
of course, but that goes more than just across horror too.
Yeah, I tend to dislike remakes in general, just because it kind of fosters an attitude of if the movie didn't come out in the last 5 years, it's not any good and shouldn't be watched.
Candyman, they remade.
It's
Candyman.
It's very much Finch McMahon logic of how to treat your audience.
What,
just acting like nobody has a memory.
On the sequel, just ignore everything that happened in the first one because the horror fans are dumb and don't remember what happened last week.
Yeah,
exactly. Like people.
I mean, not all movies are Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance.
Thank God for that.
I'm convinced no one involved in that movie had seen the original Ghost Rider, and I include Nicolas Cage in that.
Yeah.
One of these days I'll watch those, unfortunately.
But the thing is,
don't have to. I really don't have to.
Yeah, I can see why someone would update a horror film like House on Haunted Hill, 13 Ghosts. Both stories, I can see why they went, you know, this film was made in the 40s, let's redo it, you know, let's
remake it. Yeah, when the technology has changed so much, like,
yeah.
The another good example is The Thing from the original 1950s thing, where filmmaking has changed so much that a new version brings something new to the table.
Well,
Texas Chainsaw Massacre to Texas Chainsaw Massacre doesn't really change anything other than the actors involved.
Yeah,
a worse script.
Yeah.
A non-horror example that is like A Star Is Born. Redoing that is fine.
Yeah, that was fine because it was a whole different experience.
Yeah, there was enough time between the two. Right.
I mean, that movie's been done like 5 times, but there's something a bit different.
Based on music that. Like, that's about pop culture, so to update it to fit the modern pop culture works.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, I can see why. Like, one of my favorite horror films has always been Bela Lugosi's Dracula. Love the film. Mm-hmm. And I can see why they've tried to remake it over the years, you know, like, not necessarily Lugosi's version, but why they've tried to redo Dracula, looking to make the perfect Dracula film. And they've come pretty close, you know, a few times. But, you know, there are other movies where don't remake it. Don't do this to anybody. Just leave it alone, like Hellraiser. Don't bother remaking the original. It's you know, it stands on its own. There's nowhere to go with it. There's nothing you can do with it now that's going to make it better than the original.
Yeah. The one that really bothered me that's horror adjacent was when they remade Hellboy.
Yeah,
It's 20-year-old movie, I think, at this point. Yeah. It's not. Things haven't changed that much. You fucking cast Ron Perlman again. It's even the same Hellboy.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean.
Which probably was the best way to go with the casting, to be fair.
I mean, yes, but if you can cast
Ron Perlman
the same
rules.
Yes, but if you can cast the same actor to play the same role, you don't need to remake it.
Yeah, and I mean, I can see why they remade it, right? The TV miniseries needed an update, and I can see why they did it.
Yeah, and it needed to not be a miniseries.
Yeah, I can see why they tried.
That's
to
one
redo
that worked.
Salem's Lot, you know, right? They failed miserably, but I can see why they tried to do it. I can see why, you know, a lot of
Stephen
King
stuff. Yeah, the
idea
was sound. It was the execution that let them down.
Yeah, but I mean, I can see why they've tried to redo some of the older Stephen Kings.
I still haven't watched It Part 2.
It's not as good as It Part 1.
That's why I haven't bothered.
But it does close off the story fairly well.
Maybe one of these days.
Just go ahead, guys.
What a bald asshole. I got it in somewhere.
I'm waiting until he puts the headphones back in. That's taking too long. I'm not going to wait for the joke that long. I was going to wait till he put his headphones back in and just be like, and that's why Monster House was the best movie of all time.
Shit. I thought I had more movies coming into this that I wanted to shit on, and now I got here and I just can't think of anything.
I had a whole bunch when I suggested it. And
yeah. It's been a long day. I think that's my issue right now.
I mean, I've already shit on the American version of The Descent, which was a big one for me.
Did you want to borrow mine?
I mean, there's the Horror Rebel movie of Knock Knock, but
yeah, I don't hate them just for being bad. We actually got a lot with the remake stuff, because, like, that's one of the big things that irritates me. When there's a perfectly good movie like Carrie, and it gets a remake, just because people don't watch old movies and they wanted to make some money off of the property. And then the remake is terrible, because they don't get why the first one worked.
But this, then the cycle continues, because they do make money, and it's kind of annoying.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the same thing Disney with movies. Endless sequels. Half the stuff that gets a sequel nowadays does not need a sequel, and they have to, like, figure out how to bring the villain back from the dead and have him do a podcast with us. Yes, I am going to ride that Palpatine joke to the grave.
Yeah, that fucking bringing Palpatine back pissed me off.
That was a big reason why I never watched that movie, and
it's
indirectly led to me realizing that I don't actually like Star Wars.
It's
like I always thought I liked it because I liked the original series, and then as more and more stuff entered the canon, and I realized I still just like the original series, I eventually had to accept that I don't really like it.
The thing is, they did that in the old Dark Horse comics, and it was actually kind of good, but they just... It obviously wasn't, like, that well thought out or planned out that was always going to happen, because it feels very jammed in.
Yeah, and
doesn't
whatever
work.
You do, don't stick it in the fucking preview. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that reminds me of another horror movie pet peeve of mine.
Oh, God.
When they stick the finish in the fucking preview. Like Quarantine.
All the best parts of the film are in the preview. They did that with Exorcist 3, and it pissed me off so hard.
Quarantine, literally every preview was based around the last shot in the movie.
Yeah.
Woman reporter gets whose name I don't remember because it's been over a decade since I've seen the film, gets knocked down in the attic. The zombies drag her into the dark on the night vision camera, and the last shot is her getting yanked into the shadows. Roll credits. They put it in every ad. Or they did it with us. Oh, fuck, what was it called now? The found footage possession movies.
Conjuring? No.
There's like a billion of them.
Yeah.
I can picture the... Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, yes. There it is.
That was another one. Literally the last jump scare of the movie. Stick it in all the trailers. Spoil the suspense for the entire movie before you even see it.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, after the first one, they weren't that good anyway.
No, I mean, I've only ever seen the first one, but they did it with that one.
Yeah.
Because I remember they had the scene of her fully possessed going right at the camera, and that's how it ended.
Another trailer that gave away one of the best parts of the film was Ghost Ship. You know, remember how that starts, Bill? With them dancing on the deck of the ship and the wire. Mm-hmm. That's in the trailer.
Yeah, but at least that's the start of the movie.
Yes, but that's one of the best openings for a film ever. And for a horror film, it's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. And it's a great scene. It bothers me less that they put it in, because if you put a great scene to make people watch the movie, that's fine. It's when you give away the ending on a suspense film.
Well, they gave away the twist for Exorcist 3.
Yeah, that was horrible.
I was so mad at that trailer. That's what started me just not watching trailers. Right, because they were just giving everything away. Right, it was just so disappointing. So, anyway, just because nobody's brought it up yet, or we haven't, more because we haven't really followed through on it, I do have some movies I'm going to watch Halloween this year. And one is going to be the new Exorcist movie. Right, it looks really good. I don't know if you guys are familiar
with
it.
I'm skeptical.
I've been burned too many times on
that franchise.
Yeah, it does look good. So
yes, it does look good.
So, and probably Evil Dead Rise, just because it's a fun film. Right, for horror, it's right up there.
I was just looking for just looking through some movies, and there's quite a few I actually kind of want to watch, but I don't know.
But yet you're going to end up watching Halloween Havoc.
We'll see.
It's Halloween. I don't know. You watch some Japanese gore films like Iron Girl, The Ultimate Weapon. Yeah.
Okay, when you said Japanese gore films, I thought you were going to go so much worse.
Tokyo Gore Police? Stuff like that?
No, I was still thinking worse.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't go there because this is a YouTube broadcast.
Oh, no. I mean, there's channels talking about them on
that's
YouTube.
On the Unaheard Drive. Yeah,
that's how true. I know they exist, but I thought you were going to say, like, Tumbling Ball of Flesh or something.
No. I've seen a bunch of them over the last couple of years because I just had to.
I have and zero desire to see them.
They are so silly. It's just...
Yeah, it's over the top that there's nothing to it except for just seeing gore for the sake of seeing gore.
Yeah. There's a couple that baffle me. Now, I'm not going to bring them up in this podcast because they're early.
No, I just felt comfortable saying that one because I've seen multiple videos mention it on YouTube that are monetized. So yeah. YouTube doesn't care if you say the title.
Yeah, Megan's worth it.
I love Megan. That Megan's, was so good.
That's still on my list.
Worth it. Yeah.
That X and Pearl are all still...
Yeah, Pearl's not that good, but X is excellent. And Infinity Pool was nowhere near as good as I was hoping it would be.
Infinity Pool was so bad.
I had such high hopes for it.
It looked so good.
It was such a great idea, and it just, no, it didn't work.
I just found out Halloween Kills is on Netflix, so I guess I know what I'm watching tonight.
Yeah, okay.
Just to torture myself.
You know what you should watch, Ryan? 1999 film called Ravenous. Robert Carlyle, Guy Pearce.
Feel like I've seen that?
You've seen it, Bill. You know what I'm talking about. You just haven't thought of it yet. Ravenous. 1999. Cheat. Going online. Go check this shit out.
I'd recommend that. Sounds familiar for some reason.
It is.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Oh, I saw the poster.
It's a dark comedy. It's
funny.
Yeah,
I know
it's
what that
brilliant.
Is.
Brilliant. Robert Carlyle brings his A game to the film. Oh, my God, it's great. It's just so good.
I have no clue.
As soon as I saw the poster, I knew I'd seen it. You were right. I knew what it was.
Yeah. It's. I can't recommend it enough. It's such a great film. I'm looking at my list of movies here. Right? There's... A Sleepaway Camp, crap like that. It's just not that good.
Sleepaway Camp's one of my guilty pleasures.
Oh, okay. I've been thinking worse films.
That's why they're guilty about it.
Yeah.
It's too good.
Another film that I would recommend, 2008, Splinter. Low-budget film, unknown actors, phenomenally well done for a low budget film. Just amazingly well done. It's really good.
I might actually rewatch the. It's another one I don't remember the name of, but the really low budget Canadian zombie film about the guys on the radio station.
Pontypool.
Pontypool.
Yeah, Pontypool.
I was just looking at Fido. I was literally just looking at that.
Yeah, Pontypool was good. Fido was phenomenal.
I was literally just looking at that on Prime.
I've seen Fido.
Yeah, it's a good zombie film. Do not waste your time on Studio 666.
Oh my God,
what a waste of time.
People love It Follows. I started that years ago and never finished it.
I'm one of the people that love It Follows.
Yeah, I love it too.
I never finished it. Oh. I only watched 20 minutes or something.
Well,
it's a slow burn, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, one of my favorite films that I saw in the last year, horror films, was Skinamarink.
Yes, I heard about that. I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, that.
It's either great or terrible, depending on how your patience levels are.
Yeah, I'm not sitting through it, sorry.
Yeah, Vacancy, depending on whether you like suspense or not. Vacancy was a great little film.
One I want to check out that's like horror, but kind of horror, but also like kind of comedy is Bodies, 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 because I've heard that's pretty fun.
I'm not sure I know that one.
I don't know that, but now I want to listen to Drowning Pool.
It's about a group of 20-something-year-olds that are having this party, and like people start dropping dead.
Think somebody's a murderer, and they start trying to kill each other off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about now.
I saw the kill count on it. It looked pretty good.
You need to stop watching kill counts on movies you haven't seen.
Okay, public announcement, just for the sake of the cast, don't watch Kill Count until after you've seen the movies. I'm nothing against Kill Count. It's a lot of fun. Everybody should watch them.
Yeah, they're great little videos.
After you've seen the film.
The only reason to watch it before you see a movie is if it's a movie you've looked at and gone, I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah, if you don't plan to
watch it. I don't think I'm going to watch a lot of stuff. So.
Same thing with Big Will's videos. Big Will's videos are great on horror movies, but don't watch them first.
Yeah.
I watch more shows than movies, so I never think I'm gonna make time for movies anyway. So
yeah. The Mortuary Collection, much better than I thought it was going to be. Better than you got credit for. And that was, when was that?
Last year or two.
2019.
Oh, wow. Longer than I thought.
Yeah.
Pre-COVID, oh my God.
Yeah, it's not a bad film. Yeah, right? Yeah, and it's not. I didn't think it was... The Ruins was a bit of a gut churner. Right? There were some pretty gross moments in that.
I don't know any of these.
You probably do know it, you just don't realize it.
Probably. I'm not always good with names, so...
Yeah, The Ruins was... kind of a low-budget horror film with a bit of a twist.
Can't believe we haven't talked about the 2015 Mummy movie.
Because we're trying to talk about movies that are good.
I can think of a lot of
movies. Okay, I remember seeing this. I haven't seen it.
I would recommend you see it, Bill. I think you'll enjoy it. It's not as generic as it sounds.
Oh, I know what this is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one. That is real good.
Yeah, it's nowhere near as generic as it sounds or looks.
Even looking at the poster, usually I see the poster and I'm like, I've seen that. Because I'm very visual. The Ruins. Yeah.
The Ruins. 2008, was it?
Yeah, 2008.
Where is that?
The one about the Mayan ruins.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was a rare thing where it was a truly creative horror movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm trying very hard to not say anything about it because it sounds like Ryan might actually watch it.
Oh, I hope he does. You'll enjoy it, Ryan.
Fuck, it's worth rent or buy only. I was actually going to check it out if it was available.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I didn't look at Netflix, but...
I don't think it's on Netflix.
I don't think so. At least without a VPN. Didn't pop up in the search option. I saw it was on Amazon, so that's where I went to look. But it's rent or buy. No. I've got enough to watch anyway.
Yeah. So we've been going for a while now. We're hitting hours, man. So should probably freestyle our asses out of this one.
Probably.
Put on a jet-powered rocket.
I'm not good at
Junior
beats.
Junior Birdman, the hell out of here. And you won't get that right. Because you won't watch anything good.
They started watching it and then decided they really needed to finish all 38 seasons of The Simpsons first.
Yeah, what the hell? You need to finish watching Red Dwarf.
It's only like 34.
Speaking of public service announcements, watch Red Dwarf.
You smegheads.
Smegheads.
I guess, I would say I'm shocked we haven't done a podcast on that, but I guess I'd have to actually finish it to do that.
It would be a steaming pile of Tottenham, it would.
Yeah, it would actually not be a good podcast because it would just be us making Red Dwarf references to each other.
It would. It's worth watching. Anybody, everybody, right? The ultimate sci-fi sitcom.
Actually, that is one of my Halloween standbys that I'm going to watch on Halloween to get in the mood.
What's
that? Polymorph.
Ooh, I hadn't even thought of that. That's a good idea. Right, for all you people that want to watch Simpsons Treehouse of Horror, yeah, we've dropped enough titles here that hopefully you can try something a little different. Red Dwarf.
I'm about the start of a new
anytime.
Season. I could get to the next Treehouse of Horror if I wanted.
See?
And this is the problem with the younger generation. We've spent an hour talking about good movies, and they're like, I'm going to watch the fucking Simpsons.
I didn't say I was going to. I said I could.
Just
to get to the Halloween episode.
Oh, final good movie that's just really underrated. 2011, You're Next.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's so good. It does not get the credit it deserves.
What'd you say?
I have no idea who that is, so I don't care.
That was too perfect.
Yeah, no.
It was Goldberg's catchphrase, Dan.
Well, slightly different.
You're next.
But
okay.
It's who's next, technically.
Oh.
Isn't it? Or is it your next?
I didn't even know anymore. It was who's next, but he used your next in a promo when he already knew he was facing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He did use both.
Yeah.
So that was perfect.
There you go. So,
You're
yeah.
next. That's an interesting poster.
Yep, that's my final recommendation for tonight. You want to see a good horror movie? You're next.
I think I'm finally going to go watch Mad God after this.
Ah, there you go.
I'm going to go watch Halloween Kills and probably regret it.
Go watch The Ruins.
Or yeah, Serpent
in the Rainbow. You can watch that. That should be available somewhere. That's a John Carpenter film, too, I think, isn't it?
Think so.
Yeah, Serpent in the Rainbow, Bill Pullman. And Bill Pullman really got nailed in that one.
Yes, he did.
Sorry.
No, that was good.
Yeah, it's a voodoo film, Ryan. You'd like it. It's fairly well thought out. Because he did a try over in Prince of Darkness.
Oh, no, it's Wes Craven.
Oh, Wes Craven. Okay, yes. Sorry, my bad. Of course. And what was the other? In the Mouth of Madness was also part of that spate of films he did there in a row.
Well?
Anything?
No, not really. I'm pretty tired, to be honest.
We've also shit all over most of their taste in movies, so...
We have. Not as bad as last year, though. So they should feel a lot better this year.
Not really. They're going to watch Halloween Kills.
Oh, that should ruin it.
Anyways, I don't have anything. I really don't. I've got nothing going right now.
The Mortuary Collection, 2019. That should be around.
There was an autopsy of some...
Jane Doe.
Girl movie. Yeah, no, autopsy, it's a different one.
Oh, the autopsy of Jane Doe is actually really, really good.
I've seen that one.
Know
where I was going
possessed?
To.
Brian Cox.
It's the father and son duo, isn't it?
Yep.
I think I know that one.
Yeah,
that's really
incredible.
Good.
Incredible. It's incredible. Well,
which
done.
One was I looking at on here? I kind of want to watch that. I've seen the Jane Doe one, but there is another one. I don't know.
Yeah, I think this is the one I was thinking of.
I don't know anymore. It was in the recommended movies list. But I kind of want to watch that, too.
Look at that. We never talked about a Serbian film, Seasoning House, any of those movies. We did really good.
I mean, they're kind of low-hanging fruit. Well, not so much Seasoning House. No one knows about that one. But
probably for the best.
Yeah, definitely for the best. But, I mean, a Serbian film has been done to death. Everyone who talks about extreme horror mentioned it.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't Autopsy. I saw it was an Exorcism tape movie.
Of
never mind.
Rose?
Oh, I think I know the one you saw.
Hannah
the one
Stevenson.
That came out a few years ago.
Yeah, last year, Exorcism of Hannah Stevenson.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. Didn't like that.
I haven't seen it.
But it
has
no
a cool poster.
It looked well. I won't say it was a bad movie. It was a disappointing movie because it had the lazy third act problem where they set up like an intriguing mystery, and then they copped out and just full committed to the supernatural option for the third act. And
I need a good mystery. That's something I haven't had in a while.
A good mystery?
Maybe even just a mystery. But anyways.
Rian Johnson has a couple. But you
the
probably...
Woman in, the
oh,
woman
wait,
in
it's
black.
Right. Probably haven't seen them.
Yeah, The Woman in Black. Either version, the original or the remake. It's a good one.
I mean, it is a mystery what was going on in The Last Jedi. But...
Yeah,
no, I was talking about the Knives Out movies that are actually good.
I assume that's what you meant, but and I haven't watched those, but I probably should.
No looking at kill counts first. Okay, they don't do those for mysteries, but still, no spoiling yourself.
Yeah.
And here's a good idea. You could watch The Fucking Mentalist like we've been telling you.
Ooh.
Yeah, I tried. I fell
and then you fell asleep 2 minutes in and never went back to it.
No, it's more like 20. Anyways.
Shit, if you had seen 20 minutes of that show, you would have gone back to it.
Let's get out of here. And if you watch this on YouTube, please leave a like, subscribe, comment, even share if you would like to. We're also available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and of course Spotify.
Leave us a comment telling you why Ryan has the best taste in movies.
Exactly.
Or leave us a comment telling us why we should script these things instead.
Tell me why you love Monster House, baby. Let's go.
Oh, no.
Stay tuned tomorrow for Bill and I to stream some more AEW Wrestling. and we will be back next week for the regular podcast. Dan may be here, may not be. Who
hopefully
knows?
I am.
Emperor Palpatine can be hard to track down. So.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be here. Fingers crossed.
Hopefully we don't have to go to the fucking weird galaxy, underworld galaxy to find them. Whatever that place was. I don't know.
That would make
more
sense if I had seen that movie.
I think the more I think about that movie, the more I hate it than when I actually watched it.
Yeah.
Anyways, we will get out of here. Peace out, people. Enjoy Halloween. I hate the holiday, by the way. Halloween sucks. But it's a holiday, but... It's a holiday about candy. It's bullshit. Anyways.
I'm a fat guy. I like a holiday about candy.
Anything about candy.
I like candy, but the whole point's stupid.
Hey.
Oh, so you just hate sharing, is that it?
Ah.
No.
No, Ryan and I are indulging.
I almost got that one, too, but...
Yeah. God damn it, now I need to go buy mini chocolate bars.
I like... Mr. Big is my boy of chocolates. It's my... Yeah.
I kick
gotta
out the
counteract
arrow, the
himself
Smarties,
somehow.
Right?
Mr. Big is just
rocking it.
Mr. Big is my bar.
There you go.
Caramel milks are alright. Krispy Crunch is pretty mediocre.
So what
one
do you
the
got,
bears alright.
What do you got? Huh?
I don't have chocolate. Wow. Because I'm fat and I won't have chocolate in another week and a half if I bought it now.
Oh, that'll be gone before Halloween ever comes. Trust me. Right. There's no way it'll last.
Anyway. We won't threaten you with our ugly mugs anymore. We're going to get out of here.
Yeah. Peace out. We'll see you next. We promise we will try and script the next one.
No, we won't. Don't lie to them.
Never.
We're all lazy.
Yeah, we might try to have a idea or two coming in.
Yeah, we're not putting effort into this. It's not going to happen.
Anyways, peace out, people. Tune in next time.
Have a good one.